Hey everybody, welcome to the High Table. This is Lord Six with C-Train and Dr. Gilroy, and we are here to give you what's trending on the new on the news today. Today we're talking about the State of the Union and Donald Trump winning his state. Well, to start it out with, I think Dr. Killjoy has something to say.
Yes, I'd like to say, before we get into it, let's hit those like and subscribe buttons.
Yes, please so like, that, share, and
get
comment.
You, get you following, get you subscribing, so that you can make sure to catch all of our excitement and joy and everything we come out with, because we got a lot of good stuff to share with you.
We want you to invest in us.
All right. Now for that exciting State of the Delusion.
The State of the Delusion.
First of all, disclaimer, I love it for the entertainment value that it is, and it is, to me, with my personality, it is entertaining, but not for the right reasons. Unfortunately, I couldn't stomach watching the whole thing through.
I watched bits and pieces online, but I didn't watch the whole thing.
But
it's like licking sandpaper for an hour. It's, you know.
But I will say this delusional dream world that Biden's in, it sounds really nice. Sounds really. I wish I would love to live
really in, peachy
wherever. I'm assuming he's talking about Ukraine.
Yeah,
because I hear their economy is doing really well now, and
especially with our $158 billion,
and their secure borders.
Secure borders. Yeah, let's secure Ukraine and leave our borders open. So,
C-Train's in deep thought over there.
He's in deep thought.
You guys are on a roll. I was just listening. I was engaged.
He's meditating on Biden.
Something. I mean, he's engulfed.
Well, Biden talked for what? Over an hour? An hour?
I didn't keep time.
I know. How could, I guess it's the thing he had in his ear that the real person.
Well, no, he was reading a prompter. That's what he was reading. But
yeah,
it's still doesn't change the fact that he's incompetent for the job.
He's just proving it. Yeah, they say he's too incompetent to be prosecuted, but he's not too incompetent to have the nuclear codes.
And how do you feel about that, Lord Six?
Biden, at no fault of his own nowadays, since he has dementia, is an idiot. But before he had dementia, he was an idiot.
So if you were to
he was very racist, and he told
not true. If you weren't black, you weren't voting for it.
Yeah. No,
if you didn't vote for Biden, you weren't black.
Back when the first
he's the voice of
back when the first black kids went to college, and I can't remember which one it was, he said he did not want his kids in a jungle type of situation. But that's
not our views. Those are not our views. We do not, that's not our view on that.
Let's go elsewhere. Yeah. But let's go back to the State of the Union.
Yes.
I think the State of the Union it sucks right now.
Well, Biden has lost touch with reality, number one. Number two, he does not have his finger on the pulse of a nation. He is, I think he's got his finger on the pulse of a tree.
I think he's got his finger up his,
Well, he's taking credit for a lot of things that he thinks happened.
Yeah. Okay. To start that off, he's saying that we have 15 million new jobs. Let's reflect on when he took office and they were not allowing people to work. We lost 18 million jobs because people were not allowed to work. So now when you put those people back to work, can you really count those as new job development?
No. Well, let's put it this way. If it was 18 million people who did not have jobs and now there's 15 million, where's the other three?
And as far as the economy, shortly after he took office, our economy went up, or inflation went up to over 9%, if I'm not mistaken. And so now he's down to somewhere in the nature of 4. You're still up 4%. So the economy is not better under than your predecessor before you. So I don't know how you're getting that.
Yeah, a lot of these numbers are just floating around, and I don't think any of them are based in reality at all.
Yes.
But no, it seems like he says it, therefore it is true. That's been his entire career. He says it, therefore it's true. Let's not forget this man has been guilty of plagiarizing during his first two presidential runs, so he had to drop out because he plagiarized his speeches.
Right.
He's been found guilty of lying. That's all he knows how to do is lie.
Well, if you watch the speech,
I think he's guilty of being an idiot.
Well, he's not an idiot. He's just
he's not stupid.
He's in over his head.
Yes.
He has trouble remembering things.
Yeah, I do understand his dementia.
And he gets sidetracked easily. Yeah. He can't walk up a flight of stairs. He can't ride a bicycle.
Right.
You know. So I mean, yeah, but he's not an idiot. I mean, you don't spend the duration of time that he's been in Congress and in politics if you're an idiot.
Well, we need to call it for what it is. The man clearly has dementia. I think the entire country can see it, with the exception of those who don't want to see it. Right. If you look at his actions,
even them, they see it. They're just lying.
I think some people legitimately don't want to come to terms with the fact that this man is not. They said he's not competent to stand trial, and I don't necessarily think that they're wrong. I think that he's in a state to where he's probably not competent to stand trial because he doesn't understand what's going on around him. Now, with that being said, I don't believe if he can't stand trial, he should not be able to run our country.
Right.
Yeah, but what's the next best choice? That would be Kamala Harris.
That would fall to Kamala, the cackler.
And that would be just, no.
You know, the one thing I noticed about the State of the Union is every 3 seconds, Kamala or whatever her name is, he'd get up and he'd say, I would like to fart.
Yeah, but if you looked at how many people applauded him, it was only about a third of the building.
Right. Yeah.
Even the people up in the rafters.
Yeah, but if he sneezed, she'd get up and.
But can you really be surprised if that's what
Supreme Court
did?
Justices were not impressed.
The
generals that were sitting in the front row were not impressed.
No, the man sitting behind him was not impressed.
Yeah, the Speaker of the House, he was just. His eyes and facial expressions said everything about that speech.
Yeah.
But, Biden was just, I don't know where he was going with all of this, but 4 more years of Biden.
Yeah.
It just
can't
happen. That
would ruin the country. Okay, now let's go on to Trump. Trump has won everything except, you said Vermont, correct? Vermont and Washington D.C. Other than that,
Nikki Haley is.
Yeah, she's out.
Finally conceded, so it's clear now that Trump.
Trump. Look at this. Yeah, Trump.
Was there something you wanted us to see?
Okay. Now I'm a total Trumper. Now, they may not be
with this Lord Six. Are you prepared to officially cast your endorsement for Mr. Trump?
Absolutely.
So at this time,
Lord Six, not that it'll help him any.
Lord Six,
it won't help
Lord
him
Six.
Any. Maybe it'll harm him. I don't know.
Is now casting his endorsement for
President
all the
Trump.
Chicks for Six. You got their support.
Yeah, all the chicks for Six.
All the chicks for Six are going for Trump now.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyways, anything.
What if that means that Nikki Haley's support base is now going to?
Well, and that's just it, because a lot of her support base was never Trumpers.
Yeah.
So, what is Trump going? Is he going to?
But if he's the only option,
right?
Those people
that are never Trumpers, they may not go to the ballot booth because number one, their person's not there, and they just legitimately have a hatred towards Trump. So, personally, I'm an independent. I like to base my determination on the person that I'm voting for.
I'm not Republican. I'm conservative.
No, you're Republican.
No, I'm conservative. There's a little bit of difference there. Conservative, if you're a Republican, you can be a rhino. If you're conservative, you're not.
If you're a rhino, you are not a Republican.
Yeah, I know. Republican in name only. Yes, rhino. Okay, so anything else?
Well, what did you want to say about Trump?
Oh, I think, okay. Trump has a certain personality that's very strong and everything, but I honestly believe that in his heart, he truly wants to help the United States of America. He had a wonderful life. He did not have to go through this. If he had not gone for re-election, they wouldn't have bothered him. They wanted to throw him in jail, this, that, whatever.
Well,
it don't matter.
Well, speaking of Trump, you see what the Supreme Court ruled?
Yeah.
The states have to put him on the ballot.
Yes, they have.
Colorado, Maine, all those states that were trying to keep him off the ballot now.
Yes.
Trying to oppress our democracy.
Yeah.
They now have to have a fair election. They have to put the man on the ballot.
Oh, no, not a fair election.
Which, in my mind, if he's not a concern, if he's not a threat, why are you taking this man off the ballot?
Right, exactly.
Let the people decide.
They don't want the people to decide.
Well, the questions then become, when it comes to Trump's America versus Biden's America,
yeah.
Are you doing better now as opposed to 4 years ago?
And I agree. I think that's something that you're going to have to ask yourself.
And I wanted to add something that we were talking about earlier.
Do you feel safer in Trump's America, or yes, do you feel yes. safer in Biden's
America? Well, not just that. Let's take both candidates out of the equation. During 2016 to 2020, how were you economically? How were you as far as safety concerns? How did you feel? How did you feel about your country spiritually? What kind of state were you in? And then compare it to where you're at from 2020 to 2024. If you think that you're doing better now, vote how you will.
Yeah.
If you think you're doing better before, because that's ultimately what it's going to come down to, the time frames. Take the people out, because they're going to talk trash about each other.
Okay, but I wanted to say, now look, all these politicians and everything have got us fighting each other. They do that so the rich can get away with all the money while we're arguing about race, gay, straight, Republican, Democrat, blah, blah, blah. They want us to fight so that they can go off and do their thing and we're not focused on them.
Well, as we discussed earlier, it's about the spending. It's about what they're putting the money towards.
Where's your tax dollars going?
Yeah. Where's your tax dollar? Do you feel is that
and
Ukraine's $158 billion tab is warranted?
As a person, no. As a person who's just filed their taxes, I'll say they're not coming back to me.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, the Ukraine thing, I believe, and I could be wrong. I got to say I could be wrong. But I believe the reason we're giving so much money to Ukraine is because they are blackmailing Biden. That's just my opinion. Because of his son, what he did. So
the money that they have been used for these wars could have handled homelessness, could have handled a lot.
Safety. There would be no homeless. There would be no homeless if we spent that money on homeless as opposed to Ukraine. There would be no homeless.
It would be a very controllable.
Yeah. Okay.
Very controlled situation. But right now we're writing and spending a lot of money on things that have nothing to do with the country.
Yeah. Okay, so,
we apologize for getting political.
I know.
We try not to do it all that. It's depressing. It gets people upset.
Yeah.
But by all means.
Okay. Lord Six is for Trump.
Leave a comment down below. Like and subscribe. Come back next time.
Love you, sign language, not devil horns. I love you.